Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine, and I am a manifestation and mindset life coach. I coach modern-day women on how to manifest their desires and create their dream life through helping up-level their mindset and radiate their inner glow. On Just Glow With It, we talk mindset, manifestation, and all things that modern women love. So from how to have a thriving social life, finding your dream career, to mastering self-care, I cover it all. If you're ready to embrace all the high vibes, up-level like never before, and live life the glow way, then keep on listening. And as always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you are all doing amazing. So as you can tell from the title of today's episode, I am talking all about finding the beauty in the everyday, how your perception is a direct reflection of your reality, and how you can live a more joyful reality and how to stay high vibe through it all. And so before I get into today's episode, I just wanted to give some updates. I have finally graduated from my life coaching program, so I am now a certified life coach. I feel so excited for this new journey of mine. You know, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, starting January 2020, I will be coaching pro bono for a few clients, and I've already received a handful of applications, and I'm just so grateful for the amount of applications I've received, and I'm so humbled, and I'm just so excited to start this new journey with not just myself, but whomever I choose to coach in 2020. And I just can't believe that I'm finally officially a certified life coach. It's been a journey, it's been a process to get here, but I finally made it. I'm here, and now the new journey begins, and I'm just so excited and so grateful, because the more that I elevate as a person and with my techniques and things like that, the better I can benefit all of you. So I'm excited to grow for myself to also share with you girls what I'm learning and things like that. So that's kind of a little update. Yeah, certified life coach now, and still waiting to hear of our move-in date, but everything is slowly but surely unfolding. But yeah, that's the update I have for you girls, so let's just go ahead and get started in today's episode. So the whole reason this episode came about was because of a observation slash experience that I had the other day. So the other day I was heading to the grocery store, and I remember as I was driving, I just felt so grateful, so positive, so high vibe to be going grocery shopping. And that might sound silly to some, but you know, coming from a place where I literally had everything and was ungrateful and then had it all taken away and was humbled to be able to do something as simple as buying my own groceries brings me so much happiness and joy, because there are times in my life where I wasn't able to buy my own groceries, and being in that position really, really humbled me, and it really made me grateful to be able to do something like that now. So with that in mind, I just felt very grateful to be buying my own groceries and things like that. So as I'm walking through the grocery store, I'm still feeling very grateful and happy, smiling at people and just being like my positive self. But as time was going on, I started observing other people and I started noticing so many people were walking around with like stank faces, just looking like they hated life. And I also noticed that a lot of people lacked common courtesy and manners. And in my perspective, if you don't know how to say "excuse me, please, thank you," or smile at a stranger, I feel like that speaks a lot on your character and who you are as a person. You know, I definitely did my best to not allow like the low vibes of other people to affect me. But just seeing how unhappy and miserable people seemed, it reminded me of how I used to be, because I definitely used to be that person who walked around looking miserable because I was miserable, because I hated life, and I was a very rude person just like that. I kind of have mixed feelings when I see people behave this way, because part of me is like, okay, I get it. I used to be that way too. But the other part of me is like, you have the choice to feel and be how you are, because if you think about it, yes, we may not know what someone is going through, but that's not an excuse to be a mean person or a rude person, because there are people who are going through very difficult things in life, yet they still manage to be a kind, polite, and decent person. So in my views, it doesn't, just because you're going through something difficult, it doesn't justify you acting in a negative way or being rude or any of that, because it's just an excuse. Because at the end of the day, you decide your vibe, you decide how you will react to things and how you will allow things to affect you. So yes, part of me is like, okay, I get it. I get why you're walking around looking like you hate life, because you probably do. But again, the other part of me is like, well, it's your choice to do something about it. And so this whole observation that I had, it led me to want to talk about the whole concept of how your perception is a direct reflection of your reality. So to elaborate more on this, what I mean is how you choose to perceive things is going to be exactly how you experience them. So if you perceive life to be unfair or shitty or as if nothing ever works out in your favor, then that is what you will experience in your reality. Likewise, if you perceive life to be fair and always happening for you and how it is meant to, then that is exactly how you will experience reality. And I'll give a perfect example of what I mean. So as most of you know already, my boyfriend and I are set to move into our dream place sometime this month. So our original move-in date was supposed to be November 1st, but then things weren't ready and, you know, the move-in date was moved to possibly mid-November. And mid-November is approaching and we still haven't heard any updates on a specific move-in date. Now, this situation can be perceived in two different ways. I can perceive the situation to be a problem, an annoyance, an inconvenience. I could complain about not being moved in. I could complain that I'm still living out of boxes. And I could just look at the situation from a completely negative point of view and feel sorry for myself. And as a result, I will experience a negative reality. Or I can look at the situation and I can think, you know, everything is happening exactly how it should. We'll move in when we are meant to. You know, having a later move-in date, it gives us a chance to save a little bit more, to get our things together. I can look at this situation and I can feel grateful, you know, I can feel grateful that the property management company is taking their time to ensure that this place is safe and this place is ready and it has everything it needs to run smoothly. And by simply having a positive perspective on this, I will have a positive experience. And this is just a little example of how your perception on things is a direct reflection of what you will experience and how your reality will be for you. And the best part about this, all girls, is that you get to decide. You get to choose how you will experience life. And what most of us don't get is that we have that choice. And what people also don't realize is that the perception we have on life is usually made up from other people's views and opinions. And it usually comes from our parents, our family, or the people we were close to growing up. Chances are, if you haven't taken the time to self-reflect or to really analyze, you're probably carrying a perception about life that isn't truly yours. But like I said, it's your choice on how you choose to perceive life, and you can change it. But in order to change it, you have to recognize that it isn't your perception in the first place. Finding the beauty in the everyday and all of the little things in life and having a healthy perception is challenging, I will admit. And it takes work and it takes practice, but it is possible, and I know it's possible because I went from being on one side of the spectrum to the complete opposite. And so I know it is possible to go from being really negative with a really bad perception on life to being more positive and having a good, healthy perception on life. So that in itself is a challenge, but then comes the challenge of staying high vibe, especially when you're surrounded by low vibe people. And I have definitely had first experience with this, and I know how hard it can be to try and have a positive mindset and look at things from a better perspective when maybe your family is extremely negative, or your friends, or your partner, or whomever it is that you're around. It can be difficult to maintain a positive mindset and a healthy perception when you're literally around the complete opposite. So I have a few tips on how to stay high vibe. And my first tip is to do not let others' perception of the world influence yours. I don't care if it's your mom, I don't care if it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or whoever, I don't care. Just because they see the world as unfair, as poor, or whatever their negative perception is, just because they see the world that way, it doesn't mean that you have to either as well. And just because they may believe that you have to struggle to be successful or sacrifice or whatever it is, that doesn't mean you have to. When it comes to being around negative people, you have to put up a mental wall around them. Because if you don't, eventually what can happen is you start to take on their beliefs and their negative perception, which as a result, you will begin to experience in your own reality. And that is what we don't want, ladies. We don't want that. So when it comes to being high vibe, it's not about being positive or happy all of the time, because it's simply not, that's not possible. I'm definitely not happy or positive all the time. But what being high vibe is about is simply choosing to see the beauty in all of the things. It's about finding the silver lining in difficult situations, just like I was able to find the beauty or the silver lining in not being moved into our new place when we thought we would. Situations like that, there's always a silver lining to every negative, quote-unquote negative situation. It's just up to you to see it and to change your perspective. My other tip is to know that you are always in control. You get to decide what will be true for you. You get to decide how you will perceive life. You get to decide if you're going to find the silver lining in situations or if you're going to complain and feel sorry for yourself. You get to decide. And there's something so powerful when you decide what is going to be true for yourself and your life. When I you know, was awakened to the fact that I had a negative perception on life, and I did the work and I chose to believe only good things happen to me. Even if it seems quote unquote bad, there's something good in it. And I choose to believe that life is always working out in my favor. Everything is always happening for me, never to me, and that the universe always has my back. Because I've so deeply have this new belief rooted, that is how I've been experiencing life. And honestly, girls, when you do decide to shift your perception on things and you decide to look at difficult situations as blessings and you decide to only believe life is working for you or whatever it is you want to decide for yourself, life instantly becomes more enjoyable, more fun, more beautiful, more magical, and you begin to find the beauty in the everyday. And when I made this change for myself, it felt as though I had finally removed like this false lens that I had been wearing for so long, and everything was much more clear, and it was like I can breathe. It was as if I could breathe fresh air, and it was just a really refreshing feeling to know that life doesn't have to suck if I don't want it to. Life doesn't have to be hard if I don't want it to. I can be happy if I want to be, and life can be enjoyable if I want it to be. And that is how and why I am able to enjoy my life so much more now, and how I'm able to find gratitude in simple things such as going grocery shopping or working at cafes or, you know, having the jobs that I have. It's all because of how I perceive things to be. And you are more than capable of achieving the same for yourself. So that is all I have to say for today's episode. I know today's episode was a little bit shorter, but it was just like a quick message that I wanted to get across, because like I said in the beginning of this episode, I used to be that girl who was miserable and bitter and unhappy, and I hated life, and I thought the world was such a dark place and I would never be happy and life was always going to be hard for me. And girls, trust me, at one point in time, I truly believed all of these things, and now I don't, because I took the blinders off. I took power into my own hands. I took control of my life. I did the work and decided I'm not gonna hold on to other people's negative beliefs anymore. I'm gonna create my own. I'm gonna create my own reality. When you tap into your power, when you tap into that inner self of yours, you can do and be things you never thought were possible for you. And I will never stop reiterating this, because seeing the whole transformation in my own life and myself will always feel like a dream to me, and I keep wanting to share my experience with you girls, not to brag, not to gloat, not to like say look at what I'm doing from the ego, but to say look at what I'm doing from the soul, from the spirit, from my true self, so that I can inspire you girls to do the same. Whatever, you know, you want to change for yourself or for your life, I want to be that inspiration for you girls to know it is more than possible. It 100% is. And so that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could leave a review, screenshot this episode, post it on your Insta stories, tag me in it, share it with a friend, somebody who you think may enjoy this podcast or this episode. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.